You might have the easiest commute to work, but if we get hit by a storm, it can be the slowest trip home. That's why there's the 2017 Subaru Crosstrek. When everyone's creeping along, trying to stay in the tire tracks of the car ahead of them, you can put the Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive to work on side streets and back roads. Crosstrek, along with all other Subaru models equipped with EyeSight, is a 2017 IIHS top safety pick. The 2017 Subaru Crosstrek. Confidence and capability you'll never want to do without. Visit Subaru.com to find a retailer near you.
This week in music history. This week in 1970, John Lennon wrote, recorded, and mixed Instant Karma in one day, making it one of the fastest released songs in pop music history. This week in 1972, Don McLean's album American Pie started a 7-week run at number one on the album chart. Prince made his TV debut on American Bandstand this week in 1980. MTV started broadcasting to the West Coast this week in 1983.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
CBS Thursday, February 2nd. Don't miss the premiere of Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police work's like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day series premiere. CBS Thursday, February 2nd.
This week in music history. This week in 1985, the recording took place for We Are the World. This week in 1986, the first group of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were inducted. Madonna started divorce proceedings for the second time from husband Sean Penn this week in 1989. And this week in 2012, Adele broke records when her album 21 hit 16 weeks at number one.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. next Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Chicago's Big Ten team returns to Welsh Ryan Arena to host Nebraska tonight at 7. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale at NUSports.com. There is no question the Bulls have a problem, and really a number of them. Jimmy Butler, though, says talk is not going to help.
Maybe we should, but I don't think you have to. I think everybody knows around this locker room. It's not hard to figure out. But at the end of the day, if you can't look at yourself in the mirror and realize it yourself, man, no matter how many people tell you, it ain't gonna resonate to you. You don't give a damn anyways.
And Butler and Dwayne Wade both talking last night, calling out the team for a lack of heart. This was after they lost a 10-point lead. It was a double-digit lead they had to the Hawks. Just 3 minutes to go and still drop the game. They will now take on the Miami Heat tomorrow. Marcus Kruger looks to be back for the Blackhawks tonight. He's been off injured reserve for a few days now, and so he should play at the United Center against Winnipeg. And Corey Crawford is going to sit again. Scott Darling will get the start in goal. Tiger Woods is back. He is golfing today at Torrey Pines, and his progress so far, he is one shot over through 5 holes of play. Baseball, the AP is reporting that Cleveland will get the All-Star game in 2019. And Crane's Business reports Soldier Field will get the MLS All-Star game this year. This update brought to you by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. And the security leader for over 140 years is ADT. Trust them to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Chris Ronji, and you're listening to The Score, celebrating 25 years as the number one sports station in Chicago and home of the world champion Cubs. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends. Never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
The Bulls working on a what could become a three-game winning streak.
I don't know what happened, but everyone don't care enough. You got to care enough, man. You got to mean that much to you to want to win, and it doesn't. I don't know how you fix it. It just doesn't mean enough for guys around here to want to win ball games.
Inside, touch pass, corner, three, down a well it goes. Timeout, Fred Hoiberg.
Weren't guarding anybody, doing whatever we wanted to do. And we lost. Story of our year over and over again.
Scoop scored. And how about that? Atlanta has their first lead of the game.
Guys got to look at themselves in the mirror and see, do you really care enough? Are you putting everything into this for your teammates and for yourself? I would say no, but guys have to look themselves in the mirror and see if they're doing that.
Baseball, a drive, alive, and Dwight Howard banks one down.
Got to care if we win or lose. Do whatever it takes to help the team win. If you don't come in this pissed off after you lose any game, if you're not pissed off that you lost, man, something's wrong.
Talent is not just going to make you a great player. That helps you become a good player, a solid player, a player that team can count on. You guys see our lineup. It's a lot of shuffling around. Your coach don't feel you can count on that many guys right now.
And that's it. 119-114. The Hawks come from behind.
You got to find a way. You know, the two tough things in this business are finding a way to get over big emotional wins and tough demoralizing losses like we had tonight. But, you know, you got to find a way to put it behind us and bounce back with a good effort on Friday.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, boy. That was it was quite a night. And here to help us with what any of that meant, if any of it meant anything, yeah, is a guy whose job it is to figure out why Bulls things happen.
Yeah, a guy whose job it is also to put workouts on Instagram that no mere mortal can complete. You know, if you're ever on IG and you're following the official Kendall Gill, and, you know, your lady's looking over your shoulder and seeing what Kendall's doing on a treadmill or boxing people that are three times larger than him, just close it up and go
Kendall
have...
Kendall Gill? Yeah. Wow!
Just go have yourself a sandwich, because all Kendall is doing out here is making us look bad in front of our significant others. KG, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up? Well, you better get in the gym, Jason.
I'm trying, all man. Right. But I saw your incline workout on the treadmill. I'm like, dude, come on, man. You can't be 60, 62 years old, whatever the hell you are, and still completing that kind of workout.
First of all, dude, I'm 48, not 62, and that's just the beginning of it. Wait till you see the rest.
Oh, my God. All right, speaking of the beginning, this season started out where Dwayne Wade's legs looked fresh, Jimmy Butler was on his MVP campaign, and Fred Hoiberg seemed like he had, you know, some kind of fluidity to his offense. And fast forward a couple of months, few months later, we got guys speaking out, post-game locker room conversations, guys calling out younger players subtweeting other guys, Jerian Grant protecting his name on Twitter. What the hell is going on with this Bulls team?
Well, you know, that's what happens when you should be above 500 team, and then you come in and you lose. You blow a 21-point lead to the Minnesota Timberwolves here at home. When you beat a Cleveland Cavaliers team, the world champion, then you go to Dallas and you lose against Dallas. Then to last night, debacle when they were up 10 with 3 minutes to go. You know, that bodes well for a lot of frustration, and that's exactly what you're seeing happen now. You know, I totally understand D. Wade and perhaps Jimmy Butler going in and ripping the guy yesterday in the locker room. However, if it were me, I would have done a little different. You know, I probably wouldn't have killed him as much in the press.
Are you surprised that we're this far removed from what happened last night? So and somebody basically verbally just pulled a pin on a grenade in that locker room, and we have not heard from anybody else of any official capacity in the organization. Now, you spent 15 years in the league, and I've been around a lot of teams, and somebody usually, one of the grown-ups is supposed to come in and try to either quell this or put some sense of structure and organizational order around it, and we hear nothing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, the adult in the room has to step up and calm the water, so to speak, because right now you're on the brink of losing the season, you know, and you look to when things like this happen, you look to your leadership to pull you out of it. And, you know, that's why I was saying that, you know, the criticism that we heard last night is warranted. I totally get it. But I would more like, if I was on that team, I would talk to the players about keeping it in-house, the guys who made the statements. You know, the guys that are not playing well, they deserve.
Yeah, but who's going to tell them that? I mean, Fred, nobody's listening to a word Fred says. Yeah. I mean, who can actually say right now, who on the Bulls, in any capacity, any level, is the guy who should go to Dwayne Wade and say, hey, come on now. You come to me with that.
Taj Gibson or Brook Lopez, those guys have been around for a long time. They're tenured in the league. They have put in the work, and they deserve respect. You know, we know that D-Wade and Jimmy Butler, they weren't talking about those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand that, you know, sometimes you have a lot of fragility in the locker room. And bottom line is this, you still got to play with those guys, you know, night in and night out. And if somebody is fragile, you take the risk of breaking them mentally once you come out publicly against them, you know. And, you know, you have guys starting. I've been around a long time, played a lot of NBA basketball. When you do that to guys, sometimes if they're mentally weak, they shy away from shots. They don't want to mess up. They walk on eggshells around the guys who make those statements. And quite frankly, because they've been called out, they know the whole city is watching. They know that the coaching staff is watching. So you put that extra pressure on them. That's why I said, you know, rip them to hell in the locker room. But just don't do it outside of that.
All right. So since we're talking about Doug McDermott and Nikola Mirotic.
Who said I was saying?
I said we. I didn't say you. I said we. Since we're talking about those two guys, Doug's in a different place. You know, you see those glimpses from Doug, whether it be 31 a week ago or him coming off the screens and pulling up with confidence. He scored, and you mentioned it in the post game. He scored 10 points in the first half, didn't score in the second half at all. You lost by 5. If he's out there spreading the floor and doing what he's got to do, he's got to hit shots to stay on the floor, by the way, too, because what he doesn't give you defensively. Nico's a different animal. We've been talking about confidence with Nico. And I remember the march that he had, was it 2-3 years ago? And living off of that march and Tom Thibodeau not playing him enough, apparently. And since then, we've been talking about confidence, talking about where he fits. You mentioned breaking guys. Is he playing like a broken player?
I don't think he's playing like a broken player. I mean, he stepped up and he took the shot last night when I forget who that was that passed him the basketball late, or that three-point shot. I just don't think that he's mentally improving. Say, for instance, you know, he had a couple moves on the post last night that he was successful on, but why not go back to that? Why be relegated to shooting a three-point shot? You got to also, when you go have many years in the league, when you start to get up there 2, 3, 4 years in the league, you got to show some type of idea where you're learning the game. Last night, he had a shot where he took the three-point shot. All he had to do was just pump fake and take a couple dribbles in.
That's his favorite thing. He didn't do his favorite thing.
Yeah, they just got over telling him to stop pump faking.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to evolve some type of way, you know, because the lane was wide open. We didn't even really need a three. All we needed was a two to tie the game up, you know. So you have to sometimes stop being so much of an airhead, so to speak, and learn the game And I think that that's where the frustration comes from. D-Wade, who's been around, who's played championship basketball, Jimmy now, who's becoming a superstar in the league. That's where the frustration comes from, when a guy doesn't evolve and he continues to be the same. That's where Nico is right now.
What happens now, though? I mean, once this is not being undone, this is a bell that is not going to be unrung. You got to get to the next practice, get to the next shoot around, and there's poor Fred with his balls snipped off, and you've got everybody else on the team wondering, is he talking about me? Is he talking about me? Is he talking about me? You know, who's in charge? Who's in charge now? Because it's got to be such a discomfort when people are actually, they keep saying, do your job, do your job, do your job, take your job seriously. It's pretty hard to take your job seriously when you're not sure who's running your team.
I think it's D-Wade and Taj, actually. You know, I think that D-Wade needs to go to those guys and say, look, guys, you know, I probably maybe shouldn't have come out against you guys in the media, but I'm frustrated. I've been to the mountaintop. I know what it takes. You know, please forgive me for what I said, but I was frustrated. But I need you guys to play better so that we can get on to the playoffs, so that we can have a successful season. You know, and I think Taj can back him up in that regard.
So I'm looking at it like this. You've got a team who has played 47 games together, somewhere around there, and you're coming up on the All-Star break. Guys are looking for a rest. What end with this team? If you like you said, you were playing in the league for a decade and a half. You've been around the league for a couple of decades now, going on three decades, and now you see a squad that understands how good it's not going to be. Some people, including myself, thought this team was going to be around the fourth or fifth seed, somewhere around there. That I don't know if they'll make it to that. And you're coming up on the trade deadline where people want Taj Gibson, maybe, or people, you know, maybe we want to pick something off your bench. How do you keep a team together just on a game by game basis? You know, we're talking about the macro. What's the micro going forward here?
Well, bottom line is this: the guys that they called out, that's all that needs to happen. Those guys need to play better. You know, they also need to understand that they need to include those guys as well. You know, I said last night that Doug McDermott, he scored 10 points in the first half. He did not see the basketball in the second half. So if I'm a veteran player, if I'm one of the leaders on the team, I know that that guy is valuable to me. I have to call some – if Fred doesn't call the play, I call the play for him to get him involved. That's the one thing about Doug McDermott that you got to understand. If you don't get him the basketball in certain situations, he's going to disappear. And we saw that last night. So I think that that's the way you do. I mean, listen, this is the crew that you're going to be with. I don't know whether they're looking to make a trade or not. That may be possible with the carousel, with the point guard rotations, and who starts tonight, who starts the next night. The bottom line is you got to heal yourself within your team right now. You can't count on anybody else. That's the way I would do it.
Kendall, I wish there were easy answers here, yeah. and
there's none.
There's just, and not, I guess easy is the wrong word. I wish there was something satisfying where I knew that you or anybody else could draw me a roadmap out of what this is to something better. And I need to hear from Gar Forman. I need to hear from John Paxson. I think Bulls fans deserve to know what the most important people in the organization think about what's happening now and what's going to happen soon.
Yeah, I think that they will come out maybe and make a statement or say something. I'm sure that they've met with Jimmy and Dwayne privately already. I understand they didn't have practice today, so maybe they did meet with those two guys. And, you know, maybe they have to talk to the whole team. You know, and believe me, this yesterday was a devastating loss. It wasn't a bad loss, as we said on air, Will and I. It was a devastating loss because if you win this game, you propel yourself in the sixth position of playoffs. You beat one of the best teams in the East. You get confidence. But now you just gave another one away. And now all of those losses, the Dallas loss, the Minnesota loss, this loss to the Lakers, all is now will come back and haunt you.
Before we let you go here, the worst locker room situation that you've ever been in, you don't have to name names or anything, but what are some of those circumstances that pop up, whether it be money or shots, or how does it look, how does it feel, and how does it come across when guys take it to the public?
Well, it's a horrible feeling. You know that the city or the team that you're playing for, you know now that you have a dysfunctional situation on your hands. And you don't want to come to practice. You don't really want to be around the guys. That's why I do not like airing my differences about my team in public, because that makes it twice as bad. You already know internally that you guys are struggling, but when you air your differences out, then it becomes worse. I mean, look at us. We're talking about it right now on the radio. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're talking about it nationally as well.
All right, Kendall, thank you. I know this is it's appointment TV, you know, when you and Mark Schanowski and Will Produced are mm-hmm. talking about some of this stuff. So we'll be tuning in.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
That is Kendall Gill, and you can find him on Twitter at KendallG13. He joined us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game.
Hey, the Knicks reportedly are determined to trade Carmelo Anthony before the trade deadline. Determined to trade him. I don't know what his contract situation is like.
Phil likes bad Bulls.
So who do you package up for one Melo? You know, get the Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony band back together.
You want another truth teller in here?
Oh, dude.
You want another guy too old to care? Too old and too rich to care? He didn't want to leave New York, though.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He wants to ride that thing out because he enjoys living there, and he's got his businesses there. And
he would have to acquiesce to a deal, right?
He's got the no trade in his contract.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to leave New York.
No. No, he came back, and he doesn't want to go anywhere. That's his home.
Again, there's always a number, though. You could buy a guy off of his no trade, or
there isn't. There's not for everybody.
This is
his number was $129 million, by the way.
This is a tweet from KC Johnson of the Tribune. It says, beyond Mirotić, told by several people that some of the Wade Butler frustration is directed at Michael Carter Williams. Well, that doesn't accomplish anything either. Good luck to you. Wow, this team. 3 o'clock, Greg Gabriel with some football thoughts. We're going to check in with our old buddy Bob Kravitz in Indianapolis at 4. All kinds of other stuff coming your way. Keep it here. 312-644-6767. It's Bernstein and Goff, your afternoon show on The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Can we have a moment of silence, please, for the end of Nico's career here with the Bulls?
Wow.
I mean, he's dead and buried.
Ooh.
The two alphas who actually count just told him, you got to get rid of this guy.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. The New York Knicks reportedly tried to move Carmelo Anthony for Kevin Love, but were shut down by the Cavaliers. ESPN reports that the Knicks were prepared to go to Melo to get him to waive his no-trade clause, but the Cavs were not interested. Of course, they weren't interested. You know, the Cavs were probably thinking, wait, now you want to give us your aging ball hog in exchange for a guy who is 4 years younger, making less money, and is a double-double every single night. A guy who played a major role in our championship run last year and who's playing even better this year? Is that what you're suggesting to us, Philip? Yeah, I don't think so. They probably just laughed and then chased that with a click and a dial tone. Then again, Phil, you've got nobody to blame but yourself. Come to find out, life is not nearly as easy when you can't just roll the ball out for 45 or Kobe. I'm Jim Rome.
Start this right. Jeep days are here to start the new year, and Naperville Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram wants to save you thousands. Take $5,800 to $7,300 off new 2017 Jeep Cherokee and Grand Cherokee models, plus an additional $1,000 in owner loyalty rebates. Or choose 0% for 84 months on select new models. Naperville Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram at NapervilleJeep.com. Savings off MSRP on select new models. You must qualify. $1,190 per thousand finance. Expires at month's end.
CBS Friday. Matt is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth.
You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Fired. You want to be a star?
Call Jim Boylan in there and say, hey, Marquette guy, you've got the job that you always wanted.
You want to be a superstar? Fire a coach. Or have Mark Wahlberg call up and fire your coach.
Or Antonio Brown. Call one of your Hollywood buddies. Demaryius Thomas, chime in. And this is the thing, too. Whenever you have badness like this, the nation, like I said, is going to come sniffing around. Jimmy's still on the up and up nationwide. Like, nationally, he's good. He's good money because nobody thinks about it. Everybody's like, hey, Jimmy's the guy. Wait, he worked hard.
Did your pen blow up?
Yeah.
Well, mine just did, too. What's going on here?
It's the flaming hot sports radio. No, did you just pick that up off the ground?
No, it's over here. Because I've got ink all over my fingers.
I threw the pen and it missed the receptacle over there, and it bounced. So I don't know if you just picked it up.
I picked it up. I probably did. The odds of there being two identical pens
that blew up on you.
Both. Well, no, that one. Here, that one's bad.
Take a wipe. Take a wet wipe.
Thank you very much.
You got it, man.
Ooh, it works.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice and moist for.
Why did I have that one day in third grade?
Wet wipe?
They didn't have these then. They just had the little towelettes that you'd open up in the little packet, little foil packet.
You know what wet wipes are for?
Well, these are the good ones. These are the Purell ones.
Yeah, but me, you know, wet wipes were
what?
Come in those little small to-go packages easily.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Four.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, pins exploding on you is no bueno.
No.
Especially when it happens in your mouth.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
Been there.
You're sitting there with a pen cap.
You're walking dead all the time.
Hey, either Jerome was smoking crack all night and got the blue mouth from it, or a pen exploded in his mouth. Nah, man, you got to keep the pens out of your mouths, kids. And
scoreboard update.
And what?
I was going to say something else about what you should keep out of your mouth, but
not
that kind of show.
Yeah, go on.
You got a checklist? You're putting things on your checklist like, oh, I didn't know I was supposed to keep that.
You're acting all weird today. This is like, it's like the last day of school. You're like asking people to sign your yearbook and you're saying,
taking pictures.
Hey, if they don't see you, have a good summer.
Oh, so what? I took pictures of you two and you want me to not?
Well, I just...
Are you bringing the cardboard cutout of me with you?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, I just wonder if that's going to start...
That cardboard cutout had a great night.
Had a better night than I had.
After the Boers and Bernstein final show
And it was more personable.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Yeah. And a little shorter.
Less stiff.
No, it is not. Dan, it is taller than you.
It is
taller because...
I think, you know, these last couple of years, we found out that Dan does have a problem with his height.
I'm 5'8" and a quarter.
You're not 5'8", brother.
Yeah, I am.
Not.
You can measure me right now.
Take it easy.
You're 5'7".
Yeah.
You're around
that Muggsy Bogues 5'6" and a half, 5'7".
Every time there's a sentence.
Well, it's Muggsy 5'3".
Muggsy's
5'3". 5'3", yeah. So
is,
you're like
I
Michael
think.
Adams, you know, 5'9", somewhere
He's
around
He's more Spud Webbish.
Spud Webb was 5'6".
5'7".
5'7". Yeah, you're Spud Webb.
Spud's got an inch on him.
I might have shrunk. It's possible.
Yeah.
Old people
spine
shrink.
Curves
old,
up.
Yeah, old, old people start to shrink.
Bono. You're like Bono. I think he's like 5'6".
Remember when Bono came to the station and
Ronji
was moist the entire day?
Oh, I came in early for that. I had to work at night and I showed up at like 12.
You were upset that you didn't get a chance to have like a one-on-one with him?
I know. Well, they brought their own security team in and they blocked everybody off.
Because of you.
It wasn't because of me.
We're with stalkers like you.
Yeah. Didn't you see all the salespeople from the other side of the building that came over and they were gawking?
No. I just saw you trying to climb over children to get to Bono.
That was amazing.
Yeah, CBS security has always told us.
He brushed my hand, though, with his hand on accident, so that was something. Yeah.
Did you wash it?
Never. It's been 7 years.
All right.
Really stinks. From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Chicago's Big Ten team returns to Welsh Ryan. They'll host Nebraska tonight at 7. Single-game tickets and family plans are on sale now at nusports.com. Dwayne Wade says his Bulls teammates, it kind of seems like they're just out there collecting paychecks.
Man, hopefully they can prove me wrong, but, you know, I will, you know, challenge them to see if losses like this, you know, hurt. We can play bad, we can miss shots, but, you know, we haven't too many of these lapses. We haven't too many of these losses, and this just can't be acceptable if you, you know, want to do something besides, you know, have an NBA jersey on and make some money. You know, and that's all we're doing around here.
The kind of loss he's talking about is being up by 10 with 3 minutes to go and losing that game. That's what happened to Atlanta last night. They will take on Miami tomorrow. For the Blackhawks, they have Winnipeg tonight at the United Center, and it looks like they'll have Marcus Kruger finally back. He's been off injured reserve, but he's looking to play tonight. Scott Darling will be in goal. Tiger Woods at the moment is one shot over through five holes of play at Torrey Pines today. Brendan Steele and Nick Taylor, they are both in the lead. They're four under through 11. Meet the laptop that takes care of business, the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series with Intel Core processors. Powerful performance and incredible battery life allow your employees to do their best work wherever work takes them. Learn more at dell.com/radio. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to The Score, celebrating 25 years as the number one sports station in Chicago and home of the world champion Cubs. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Come in now for Half Price Wing Tuesday every Tuesday. That means any size of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. They could even call it Twice as Good Wing Tuesdays if they wanted. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
My favorite moment of the Fred Hoiberg postgame last night, and really, how do you pick a favorite, is when he indicted himself. And I don't know if you have you seen the video of him urging yes. Jimmy to take a timeout when Howard is on the free throw line and he gives
Jimmy
him.
Jimmy says F no.
And Jimmy's, that is without a doubt, 100%. He scoffs at him. He gives him the stink eye and goes, F no. I'm taking a damn timeout.
And then they asked him about the timeout. And he said, oh no, we were going to just run and save the timeout.
That's there. What Fred said. We wanted to conserve the timeout there.
He didn't.
No.
Cameras
no.
are. We see you.
Ball don't lie.
Cameras are watching you.
It's on video of you telling Jimmy to take the timeout and Jimmy just rolling his eyes and saying, F no. And then Fred says, we reminded everybody, we told everybody, don't allow an open three.
That's the thing.
And you gave up three in a row. You just said, you basically.
Out of the timeout, you're telling people what to do. What to do? All right, before you go out there, guys, they've hit 15 of these on us. 15.
We know what they're going to do. We know who's on the floor. We know where they're going
to
stand.
They didn't. I believe there was like something like 12 to 15 post touches the entire night for Dwight Howard. Catch the ball in the post and look up. 12 to 15. And he didn't even shoot half of them. Dwight Howard was totally disengaged. There was only thing you had to do was guard the three-point arc. That's all you had to do.
Close out under control.
They had a 10-point lead, not only at the three-minute mark, but the five-minute mark, too. So you milk 2 minutes off of a clock, and you're still up 10. You know, your bums kept you in it by not fouling up, you know, enough of the defensive assignments. You got Zipser, McDermott, and Mirotić out there at the same time with Cristiano Felicio and Jimmy Butler at the point guard. You're draining Jimmy Butler's energy. You could see, like, his energy meter, like a video game his over his head.
Points are going right. down, yeah.
You see the Gatorade cups showing up on the top of his head. Like, all right, you're going to have to sit him at some point. You get a breather for him, and then you bring back in the starters, and everyone forgets to guard the three-point arc as if this is a team. As if you're playing the Bulls, where everything's going to happen in the paint.
But Fred said, I told them to guard the three-point arc. I told them. And they didn't. You basically are saying, you're telling the world, they're not listening to me.
Running out of guys to bench.
When Paul Zipser is an important cog in your machine, it's a bad machine. I mean, that is just awful.
Yep.
And Amir says, so we have a new Bulls movie this season. Unfortunately, we went from the Val Kilmer Batman to the George Clooney Batman and not the Christopher Nolan Batman. This Wade Butler version of the Bulls is frustrating in terms of basketball and the postgame commentary, just as much as the previous Rose and Butler teams. What more could it possibly take for ownership to burn this down, get rid of Paxson and Foreman and Hoiberg and effect some real change. I don't know. I mean, they're, as a business, they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Still full.
Popular team nationally. Still moving units with the Butler jerseys.
And Joe says the Bulls thing went from a smoldering dumpster fire to an exploding dumpster fire. Fred has no purpose, and the players don't listen to him. They don't play for him. He's completely irrelevant. Move on. At every level of this once premier organization, failure resides. Bringing in Rondo, failure. Drafting McDermott, failure. Signing Wade under these circumstances, mistake. Failing to trade Butler somewhere for picks, mistake. Every step, other than trading Rose and Noah, failure. The D-Wade tirade last night after he stood around and watched those threes drop over the last 2 minutes because he plays zero defense was the equivalent of Chris Sale cutting up jerseys or telling Kenny to go bleep himself. Blow this up. Rip it down. Sixers looking pretty good right now. I'd trade rosters and coaches with them today. You can say that for just about every team in the East except for Orlando, Brooklyn, and the Knicks. Ownership has to recognize it's a failure. In all seriousness, if you could choose, who would you pick to run your NBA franchise? I gave you a name. I said if Pax wants to stay where he is and he wants somebody to actually be in charge of drafting, maybe a guy gonna let that guy hire a coach, not just one of his buddies, draft some people who aren't just his buddies, who actually had a very solid record as a scout and continues to be well thought of. The guy's name is Matt Lloyd, and he's an assistant general manager in Orlando. That would be my pick.
I mean, there's other guys, too. Michael Winger of the Thunder. Sharif Abdul-Rahim has been doing a terrific job out there.
I always heard really, really good things about his intellect and his work ethic. Mm-hmm. And I remember I got to talk to him.
Very measured, he's an understanding type of dude. Thorough cat.
Cool character, too. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to talk to him at the bar at Lawrence Frank's wedding, in fact. And Sharif, he can dance a little bit, too, Sharif.
Well, of course.
But also, I mean, like old head kind of dancing, not like the Mountain Dew commercial.
His son's
guy.
One of the best high school players in the nation, too.
Yeah, but Sharif's got a very easygoing yet grown-up vibe about him.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's these former players who want to get in the game as well. Guys like Kenny Smith and Reggie Miller who want to, at some point, run a team. One of the Spurs guys, I believe his name is Brian Pauga. A lot of people are talking about him as well. Some of the Warriors people. I think it's Travis Schlenk, for one of the assistant GMs for the Warriors. These are the kind of guys that you need to keep your eyes on right now because just much like baseball, where all of a sudden the analytics guys started running everything and every team, Andrew Friedman and all those guys. Well, basketball, that's happening now. Basketball is starting to understand, okay, these are, what is it, eight guys. The Warriors employ eight different analytics professionals to kind of break down their team and say, hey, get the ball to Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. But understanding who you should draft and why you should draft them. There's some guys out there right now who aren't high profile enough who, if you really wanted to do that and you're the Bulls, if you wanted to cut that cord with Gar Foreman, there's some guys out there because you're not going to get a top-notch, established veteran dude right now with this situation.
You see this Espen story that just popped?
Nope.
Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski, on the mend after back surgery, held a meeting at his house Tuesday night in which he informed players that they were temporarily kicked out of the locker room and also forbidden from wearing Blue Devils apparel.
Oh, he took the letters off the jackets.
Sources said Krzyzewski has employed this tactic multiple times in the past. He wasn't happy, said one source, especially after the loss to NC State. Asked how long the penalties would last, a source close to the program said, until they start living up to the standards of the Duke program. That's who your source close to the program is.
They're men, and we have to play like men.
Whatever.
You know what you needed? You needed a healthy Harry Giles.
After the meeting, the players held a separate players-only meeting. Another source said he needs to do more than just take away their jerseys. There are bigger issues that need to be addressed. and then they took pictures of himself hugging himself in his hospital bed.
Right, and Paul George's leg right there next to him. Whatever, dude.
And then he addressed the other team's players after they lost.
Tell Grayson Allen to stop being a jerk.
That's not happening ever.
Make Harry Giles' knees better. That, it's as simple as that. That's a lot of grandstanding while you're on the sideline, too, by the way.
Hysterical.
You talk about cutting somebody's balls off. You're telling Jeff Capel, hey, by the way, you're not doing a good enough job.
He did the same. Remember, when last time this happened in 95, when Pete Gaudette took over for him and lost all those games with just a big pile of flop sweat, and Krzyzewski went to the official record keepers of the NCAA and had those losses expunged from his personal record.
Nice. It's like calling up
Orlando
to the
Cabrera. Yeah, calling up to the official score.
That's what he did.
That error ain't on me.
Yep.
Come on now.
He did the Orlando Cabrera. He got right on the phone. He goes, those are Pete's losses. Come on now. He's going to wear those. Those aren't mine. I wasn't there.
What are we going to do without a highly ranked Duke team when March Madness rolls around? You hear about this thing that they're going to do? They're going to unveil the top 16 seeds?
Cool.
Does that do anything? Like... other than stir up the conversation a little bit earlier, what is it? Because it's kind of like a college football playoff feel to it where...
It gives you a little more transparency, right? Why not? Because if things move around, you get to ask questions. And
but
why
we don't argue about those. We don't argue about any of those. But like Tulsa last year was the team where, well, how the hell did Tulsa get in there? We usually, when we argue, it's about the ninth or the eighth at-large team. We're not arguing about the top 16 teams in the country. I mean, unless you just want your product out there being talked about like it is right now.
I think that's part of it. You want to see the Northwestern Wildcats in there?
I don't need to get into the room. By the way, it was 34th or 33rd last time I checked their RPI. So, as you mentioned, they're strongly in the mix unless there's some collapse coming. There's some Evanston collapse where all of a sudden the weight of academia and you know... fives and sixes walking around your campus start to weigh on you too much. Oh, man, come on. Long time Evanston guy.
It's not right. USC.
Yeah.
It's not USC.
You go to the 24-hour Burger King and you look at Sherm and you look at the Northwestern student. You go, you know, Sherm's not looking too bad.
But, you know, that's how we felt when we got to Myrtle Beach for spring break.
Yeah. Saw everybody else's. Where's?
Yeah, you get to, you spend your, and Durham's nice, and you're seeing all kinds of the best and the brightest from all over the world, and then you get to spring break in Myrtle Beach, and you say, oh.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Clemson.
Nice.
Oh, Clemson.
Nice, right, mm-hmm. Right.
Must be nice at Clemson. Right.
You look like you got a 2.7. Come on over here. You look halfway smart, I guess. Now, for
what
us...
What are you studying? Textiles?
For us in Southern Illinois, it was Thompson Point.
Thompson Point?
Yes, there's
sounds like a prison.
The dorms.
Oh, okay.
Right? So yeah. Thompson Point was seemingly to us with no cars all the way on the other side of the campus. And if you were where we were, we called them the projects, the boomer halls and everything over there. If you walked over to Thompson Point, boy, that now you're living right.
Okay.
If you knew a girl who stayed in Thompson Point or, and for whatever reason, it seemed like they separated them as such, too. All right, these are the freshmen and, the young ladies who are very good at schoolwork over here by you. And Thompson Point was where it was going down.
Was the quarantine.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I don't know how the Greek system was, but it's like you knew if you're around the Kappas, Kappas.
Yeah, the black Greeks are a little bit different. I see, when I hear... some of the white fraternities names. I don't know the names, but there's certain sororities and fraternities. Immediately when you hear them, certain things come to mind.
Well, for instance, Alpha Phi Alpha.
AKAs,
and the Qs.
Yeah, sororities like the AKAs were always the pretty girls, and the Deltas were the cool girls, and the Zetas were.
I was terrified by some of the. Q's are
intimidating men.
They branded themselves.
All of them can be branded. You just
branded.
Yeah. Sigmas do it. Kappas do it.
They branded themselves. And yeah. How about online? Where they're just abusing the. I mean, they're all dressed in the gray sweatsuits, screaming at him, making him do push-ups.
Anthony Adams is a Q.
He doesn't strike me as a Q.
See, that's the thing. You don't
he
know.
Just does.
You don't know a Q is in your midst until you play Atomic Dog. If you play that and any Q is around, I don't care if he's in a 3-piece suit. He just stepped out of GE is an accounting firm, and you just walk out of there and you play. You got a speaker playing Atomic Dog. You're gonna see a Q do his thing. There's no way in hell you could play Atomic Dog around a Q without getting that out of him. Yeah, the Q's are. She's in a different bunch, though. So shout out to him.
Top of the hour, we'll talk football with Greg Gabriel here on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
Keep your drivers wanted. Join Team VIA, the ride-sharing company that is best for drivers. New drivers qualify for 0% commission for a limited time. Call or text 415-VIA-CHI-7.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Thursday, February 2nd. Don't miss the premiere of Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day series premiere. CBS Thursday, February 2nd.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans,
one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When a hostage is taken...
Help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Now I see what Shep is on. He's, you know, he's running the Bernstein and Goff Twitter feed at Bernstein underscore Goff.
Is he acting like the police? Is he surveillance?
I got to worry about these cameras here. I can't pick my nails. I can't pick my nose. I can't put my hand in my pants. All this stuff, you know, it's radios.
It's the best place to warm them.
I know. It's just allow you to do. And then he's taking pictures and putting them there on Twitter. It's innocuous enough.
Are you two team bonding during commercial?
No, I was showing him the video of Anthony Adams dancing to the Atomic Dog because he's a cute.
And the other video of Anthony Adams, I'm going to put that on my list of things that just make you happy.
Oh, dude.
Watching Spice Adams dance just by himself. You cannot be unhappy watching.
He's an agile big man.
He's a good dancer.
Yeah.
That's some heavy D level stuff there.
If you're ever down, all you gotta do is jump on Instagram and check out Spice Adams do his thing because he's a funny dude, man. He's always got his kids incorporated in his videos every once in a while, so it's fun stuff, man. It's fun stuff. But yeah, he's a Q, and all the people who are texting up right now, 67011. This from the 847. Finish saying what you were gonna say about Zetas, bro. Blue Phi, the Sigmas, who are their fraternity brothers. The only crazy lady that I have ever dealt with in my life was freshman year at Southern Illinois University. She was a Zeta. And we hung out one time. And being an immature kid, I didn't call it much after that one time we hung out. And she showed up to my dorm with a pin because I didn't want to go to the door. And I sent my buddy Jaren to the door to go.
Oh, you have a valet.
Yeah, I said, nice. Jaren, she's downstairs, man. Go check out what's going on. She showed up with a pin that said, "Love hurts." And I'm like, yeah, this is going to be bad. So, Jaren, go down there and see what's happening. And that was my one and only time involving myself with a Zeta. Shout out to the Zetas out there.
Yeah, my only issue with a crazy lady, we had what I thought was a really fun night, and then she takes out and like a personal ad in the agate page of the Chronicle, like calling me out for something, and I was like, "Hey, you see that thing in the paper?" And you know, my response at the time was, "Spell the name right. All publicity is good publicity."
See, now we got to find out what was said about a young Danny Bernstein. Maybe that's the next job. That's the next job.
I don't remember. That up. I swear to God, I don't remember what she was mad about.
Well, you know, she met with you.
Yeah, probably just mad. Maybe
she hung out with you and your nerd friends.
Buyer's remorse. Right,
that's exactly what it is.
Yep.
Greg Gabriel will join us next.
And I love this note. It says, "Cubs win the World Series, Trump is president, and BK Sherm just got a shout out on the radio."
My man, see?
There you go.
Making America great again here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Greg Gabriel next on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
You might have the easiest commute to work, but if we get hit by a storm, it can be the slowest trip home. That's why there's the 2017 Subaru Crosstrek. When everyone's creeping along, trying to stay in the tire tracks of the car ahead of them, you can put the Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive to work on side streets and back roads. Crosstrek, along with all other Subaru models equipped with EyeSight, is a 2017 IIHS top safety pick. The 2017 Subaru Crosstrek. Confidence and capability you'll never want to do without. Visit Subaru.com to find a retailer near you.
Buffalo Wild Wings is everyone's favorite premier sports bar and the best place to watch the big game. They have tons of TVs, great food like beefy burgers, tasty wraps, and B-Dub's signature wings. Wash it all down with your choice of up to 40 different beers on tap. Having a big game party at home? Carry out the B-Dub's flavor and be the MVP. Call ahead now to pre-order your wings before February 5th so you can schedule a pickup time. Call them in Algonquin, Crystal Lake, and Hoffman Estates. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap, wrap, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap, wrap, wrap it up.
Trojan.
This week in sports history.
This week in 1962, Jackie Robinson became the first black player elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. The PGA began a senior golf tour. This week in 1980. This week in 1981, Mike Bossy became the first NHL player to score 50 goals in 50 games. Michael Jordan scored his 10,000th NBA point in his fifth season this week in 1989. This week in 1991 saw the first pure place kicker make the NFL Hall of Fame. And this week in 1998, Ricky Henderson rejoined the Oakland A's for the fourth time.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha